is Joe Castro, and you're now listening to A Millennial's Third Eye.
Do you know what pisses me off? The media's obsession with blaming me.
Are millennials spoiled babies?
This is an intensive. It's about two and a half hours. It's live. It's with myself.
It's those crystals, crystals. Make sure you got your crystals. Cleanse it. Cleanse it, everything. Cleanse everything. Cleanse your eyes. Holy water.
Millennials stink.
Millennials have it too easy.
Millennials are the absolute cheapest.
Have you met someone and you're wondering, are they my twin flame?
Are the absolute cheapest.
Now, consequently,
they are ruining Halloween.
The distinct skin generation.
Millennials.
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 Blame it on the millennials.
Well, you signed a soul contract to be with it.
Not to be friends with your entities? You're so unaware.
Unaware? I was born with Saturn in the second house and my moon rising, okay?
An emotional connection, but there's a soul connection that is undeniable. Some people believe that twin flames are the same soul divided into two different bodies.
Spiritual awakening, very, very different from what was happening before, where our spiritual awakening tends to occur a little bit more slowly and more of a linear fashion. Now suddenly everything is accelerating.
We're here to have some fun, hang out with Candace, maybe have a guest, maybe laugh at you, maybe you laugh at me. Let's have fun. I'm Millennial's Third Eye, bitch. I'm a psychic. All right, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of A Millennial's Third Eye. My name is Joe, and I know it's been a minute. I know it's been, like, months, and don't get me wrong. Like, I did attempt a couple of different episodes of a radio show, and I just wasn't in alignment with it. So now we're in alignment, and we're here with my guest today is my friend, Chandra. What's going on, Chandra? How are you doing?
Hey, Joe. Good.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for, you know, thank you for being my victim. Not in a bad way, you know, I'm just saying, like, thanks for joining the show. And let's just get into it. So first of all, I want to thank you because you are always supporting my stuff and sharing my stuff. So I want to say thank you for that. Appreciate you. And I also see you doing your thing. And let's let everyone know, like, a little bit about you. So where do you think, or where would you like to share your story about starting your spiritual journey, or, you know, how did this really begin for you?
Really just started a couple years ago. I kind of found tarot and readings and kind of was awakened and just addicted ever since, and it just opened up so much. And I just started reading pretty much right after that, and it's just been it's been amazing, crazy and amazing. But I read mainly just on Facebook Live for now. I'm thinking of going to try and work on opening up to private readings and sessions more. But okay. That's where I'm at. It's kind of a passion of mine.
No, sorry, good. It's a passion of yours. Keep going. I do that all the time. I don't mean to interrupt, but it's passion of yours. I love it. Keep going.
Yeah, I do too. It's something I do work full time, so I do it more on the side and whatever chance I can get, really. But for now, and I hope to make it more, you know, full time later. But yeah. It's pretty, What were you going to say?
No, Jeff. I think it's a great expression, what you said about it's wild and crazy. And that's a great explanation to this journey of being, it's definitely wild and crazy. So I was like, yeah, great use of words there, because I get it.
Yeah, for sure.
What's something that you are currently, because I'll share with me too, but what's your challenges recently? What's something that you are focused on achieving or you're having a hard time with? Because I like sharing with people my difficulties or what I'm currently working on, so that way people can go, oh yeah, me too. Like I get this. Is there anything in particular?
Oh gosh, there's a whole bunch. I don't know. You can go first. How about you go first? And I'll think on narrowing it down.
Well, for me recently, and this is like, I don't think it's recent. It's more so always at the top of my list. And that is my determination to be able to help people in a wider span. Because I always wanted to go past social media. And if I'm going to be honest with myself, I know that a lot of this is going to be probably still social media. But my dream or my reality I'm manifesting and getting close to every day is to travel the world and meet people. Because my goal is to be a role model, to be what people look up to and want to hear from. And being able to do motivational speeches or topics and readings, doing all this. And I think the challenges for me have always come from, in the beginning of my journey, spiritual awakening and all this stuff, we hit our rock bottom. And I remember hitting my rock bottom, but I was asking a lot of people questions. You know, I was looking outward for validation. And I remember a lot of people weren't giving me, I guess, the answer or the direction I really needed to resonate with. And that in turn had brought me to looking for my own answers and looking for my own motivation and looking for my own direction, which had brought me to this path. And so the challenges I face, I think more so it's going to be like a daily thing in a nice way to remind myself, but to know that I might not always have the answers, but to keep going, because there's that line, right? We don't know how far or close our goal is. And the more we do something, the closer we get. And so I'm striving for this reality, this dream, this manifestation, this direction. And it's not that it's going to stop once I get there. It's going to be more. But that's what I'm always working on. And I found, okay, this is something we can get into. I found in the past like month, I don't know if you've ever had this experience where, have you ever, it's a big word, God, source, creator, right? Have you ever had any aha moments or discovery with or around God, source, or creator?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've, how do I explain this? And this is kind of like how my life has been through different topics. I was always spiritual before. I had certain things already before. But recently, I had this event. I don't know if I really talked about it that much on social media, believe it or not. And what had happened to me was I had reached this threshold. The words are dimension. Dimension is just consciousness. I reached this expansion part where I wasn't really necessarily looking for it. It was a growth. And it's the law of oneness. And the oneness is where we go through duality to get to the oneness, understanding we can't have one without the other. And I knew this already, but I reached this threshold, and what was happening was it was like a lot of weird events happened. It hailed. Out of nowhere, one day I had the garage door open. I was in my garage, and it starts hailing and raining. And it just like, and within like 20 minutes, like shifts. Sun's out. Now it's raining. Now it's hailing. Now it's gone. Now the sun's back out. I was like, whoa. And I had this Kundalini awakening too, where I have to do that more, by the way. But someone put me through this Kundalini thing, and all this was shifting, right? So the next couple days, music and all these other things were playing a part in my life, like it was returning to heaven on earth. And I remember this place. And this is not meditation. This is real life. And so I was really in this high mode. And this high mode was just all light. I'm dancing more. This is still relevant, dancing more. And the music is like giving me messages. Well, as the days progressed, there was this one where my parents were going out for dinner. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be alone. I'll be alone in my home. Well, not my home, my family's home. And as they left, I started to get actually emotional. And I started getting emotional thinking, oh, I really didn't want to be alone as much as I thought I wanted to be alone. And I start crying. And I was practicing at the time, and still do, letting go of control. And this is simple. Like, I wasn't controlling the music. I was letting it shuffle. And the music went into, like, Christian music. And I love music in general. I think labels are just a lot of things, different things, but all of a sudden it went into Christian music. It went into other songs like reminding me about how I'm being, basically I was being reborn. I don't know how to like resurrected. Resurrected. And like Jesus, all this stuff. I was like, what's going on? And it really impacted me a lot because I realized how everything, and we're all looking for love, and God, source creator, is this love. And I had all these revelations. I don't know how to explain it, but the sun, the moon, God, source creator, all these things. But what's something, anything like that or similar that you've experienced that stood out to you?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. You know, I think yes to everything. Yeah, when we're in alignment, you know, with and we're following the messages and the synchronicities and everything is just like you're awakened over and over again. It feels like, you know, every day there's, or sometimes every day, but there's magical messages everywhere the universe is sending us. And it's amazing the greater understanding that we find, you know, and what revelations those are. And I don't know. It's so hard to explain. You know, it's so much information to remember too, and express effectively, you know. It's so much. But yeah.
I like what you're saying about how there's all these different things in your day that is a revelation. And I know exactly what you're saying. And I think for a lot of people, how can we explain that to individuals who are looking to find more about themselves and their experiences? And I think about that. I'm saying it out loud just to put into my own words. There's something about the mind, like this is why I'm really big into the mindset and the emotions, because there's something about the mind open to observing everyday life and seeing all these little signs. And it can be anywhere. It could be a phone call, it could be a song that's playing, it could be a couple holding hands as you're, you know, feeling some sort of way parked in your car like I was once. Oh, that was the other thing that happened. This is exactly why I like talking about this stuff. So after that whole God thing, source creator, which I love, thank you, I wound up having a very healing emotional impact. And I had all this love suddenly for this person I was with in a relationship years ago that I had deemed like toxic, and I really didn't like them, and I was mad, and I realized I was in survivor mode, and I shut myself down for a long time. And by getting back to this place, it was kind of like I found myself again, but I still had all this love for someone. And I realized just before that too, that I was pushing away people that just wanted to love me. And I think a lot of times we are wanting things, but we don't realize how we're not treating love in general around us wrongly. So I apologized to someone for pushing them away. And then I sat there wondering, why do I have all this love for someone? And it brought me to a couple different things. It brought me to realizing I found this love for God, Source Creator, which is everything and everyone, which brought me back to this healing moment. I realized I was grieving too. And I didn't have time to grieve for this, or I didn't take the time to grieve for this breakup that was like years ago. Or not, it wasn't really that long ago. But what you're saying when it comes to hard to explain, it can be challenging. It can be. That's why I share like these experiences the best way possible. What's something that you had a profound moment that you'll never forget that really stood out to you?
Oh, geez. It's sometimes it's just the simple things that are very profound. You know, it's asking a simple question, like in your mind, you know, like you said, the power of our mind, and it's so, so powerful. And it's like, just asking a question, simple questions, it's feeding our subconscious, and therefore we get those messages back from, you know, they show us signs all day and everything, and what we think, where our attention goes, energy flows, that's the messages. Mm-hmm. It's where you put your thoughts, you'll get those messages, and to me that's just like, it's so exciting and validating and confirming, you know, when you do receive those answers, those epiphanies, like, oh yeah, like and it's to the point, like I have to remember which questions I'm writing down, because it's just, I forget, and writing down is helpful, journaling, you know. Yeah, and I like how you put God, Source, Creator. That's pretty awesome, because it's hard to explain. You get to that point where you don't know exactly how to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's beautiful.
And
just like in a different awareness every day, and in a deeper awareness in different areas. Yeah.
It gets challenging sometimes. It's not always easy. I like that you said simple questions. So just for like listeners too, like, because the way I look at this is that even though I have my own things, like you have your own too, and there's things that work for you, and there might be something that works for a listener. So like, I like that you said simple questions, because it's really true. We complicate our mind with all these different things. And when we ask, that's why I say, ask the right questions. And that's what you're saying too, asking the simple questions. So like, what's an example for others to like go off of with asking themselves simple questions that works? Like, what's your method?
Yeah, just being mindful of where you're putting your, just being observing your thoughts and being mindful of what you're feeding, what you're manifesting, because, you know, what am I missing? You know, simple questions you would ask in a reading. What am I missing here? What do I need to understand better? How can I gain greater understanding in this and this area? Mm-hmm. Or what am I to do with, what should I do with this work situation or this, you know, this mm-hmm. friendship? And then all of a sudden, you know, usually, you know, it's usually for me, it's my showers. I get great insights and answers there. That's pretty awesome. And then, you know, messages and signs throughout the day or sometimes the weeks, you know, but it's just being aware and being open to those messages that, like you say, Source, the universe is sending to us, and they're communicating. through everything, you know.
The shower is a water in general is really good. So I totally get what you're saying, because what I also realized too is that the sun and the moon, the masculine, the feminine, all this other stuff, we are all born from this water. And when I think about the shower now, or water in general, because it depends on the usage, but it's like connecting back to the water we're all in, or that we all are coming from, a connective energy that's all connected. So I totally understand that. And I like what you're saying about wondering with curiosity and how can I be better, or how can I do this? Because I think a lot of people, they're afraid, and not that they're afraid in a bad way, they're afraid to dabble with openness. And they're afraid of, what if I do the wrong thing? What if I get hurt? What if I, and it hinders, even like when I started doing public readings, right? I knew that I was going to be challenged with something. And so my go-to in the moment was like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. How do I get past this? How do I get past this? And it's that determination. But I like the simple question thing, because for me, I started to observe my past patterns or memories or jobs or relationships. And I looked at them as, okay, what do I need to see about my patterns? What do I need to see about this? Because even in this moment, if we have a question about something in particular that we want or we want to get better at, there's a connection to it. And this is why I look at it kind of like an alchemy. And what I mean by alchemy is I'll break it down from, okay, this is a person. Well, now let's look at it as two people, not just Joe and someone else. Now it's two people. Now let me look at two people. Okay, there's a mirror. There's a reflection of the two, the polarity of two. If this person is bothering me this way, what is it about me internally? Is it an insecurity? Is it da-da-da-da? Because once you get to this point of evolution where everything happens to you for you and you're the creator of your own reality, you get to this understanding of, okay, this is me. Because I remember I had to relearn with, I call it college credits. I had to relearn a lot of stuff that I already knew. And it sucked because I knew I already learned it and it was still hard. when you're in it, you're in it. And there's no excuse. And I was sitting here going like, again? Fine. And I'm not blaming anyone but myself. I don't really think there's a blame. I think it's more like the path and destiny and all this other stuff. But I still am human. I still have these moments where it's like, okay, what do we need to do to get closer to the goal today? But you're in these moments sometimes that are just emotionally overwhelming. And this is what I think about when I'm in them, is that I'm going to find the way out of it in the sense of awareness. And I'm going to bring it to the people, you know what I'm saying? And so, for example, I had to relearn my freedom. And that freedom was, to sound simple, but it was sometimes I don't sleep. And I was really hard on myself about allowing myself to either stay awake or not if I chose to. And then taking a car ride at 3 o'clock in the morning if I chose to. And I was super insecure about judgment or who's going to think what, family members. And it sounds so silly, but this is like, it's a part of freedom, right? You have to be able to do what you want when you want in that moment. But is there anything in particular that stands out to you that you remember a challenge that you just overcame and it took a minute? But what was the awareness to that?
Yeah, and I can understand definitely that judgment, you know, that it's almost like those, it's like the experiences and trauma bring those limiting beliefs and that judgment, like, and why can't we just, it is what it is, that I want to stay up and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to care what, if that's, who that bothers, you know, it's like, why can't we sit in the moment and accept it? And, you know, and then that creates more of that instead of that guilt or, you know, I don't know if that makes sense. But, yeah. And it's just like being aware of that and letting those beliefs go and reprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
And remembering that
yeah.
we get to choose, you know.
That's exactly right. I like the words reprogramming, we get to choose. What also helped me go back, and it's a really YouTube video, and I'm actually thinking about it now with different thoughts, but I'll explain in a minute. Going through my awakening, I found this video, and it was like helping you exit the matrix, and it's this lady talking. It's like a hypnosis, and it really did help me in a way because my mindset, and it sounds trippy to some people. I didn't, you know, it's just me listening to it with an open mind. It made me realize a different perspective of life. And I didn't take all of it into consideration. Like some of it's like, don't eat meat and da, 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 da. And I get it, but I also have my own opinion and everyone has their own opinion. So it made me see things and people differently. Like you're in a game per se, and you're learning to connect to the system differently. But I want to go into a little bit about you more with your readings, or so people listening can find you, because I'm gonna share your link too. But how do you read? What's your style? Explain to everyone a little bit more about you and what you do.
I read, you know, I've never really explained it before to someone. So this is kind of, I mean, I guess other than, you know, I'm on my public life or whatever, but,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty simple. Everyone already knows kind of why I'm there. But so, yeah, I just, I read tarot. I'm just kind of getting more out there in as far as intuitive reads and more publicly, maybe like admitting, like, and being able to explain that and like an awareness in that, I guess, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of, you know, but yeah. So tarot just, kind of helps guide and give messages. It's just an extra, tool that can be used, to retrieve messages.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't know that. Explain, answer your question there.
Yeah. We do have a caller. Do you want to take, me and you can read, or you cool with that?
Sure.
Just give you like a quick little thing.
Good.
Unless they have a question,
sounds
we'll see what happens. What's going on? Sure. Area code 775. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, California.
Hi, Wendy. I think you've called in a couple of times already to the show. How you been?
Hi. Yes, I have, and thank you for that. I recently went through something very traumatic. My sister and I and nephew were moving in, and I found a keepsake box, and I had instant joy because it had a lock of my beloved mother's hair and a birthday card saying, "Love, Mom." And to me, that was infinitely precious. So what I did was I put it in this big pink bag so we could sign the lease, et cetera. And in my mind, I was going to protect it. So I took it out of the pink bag and I placed it on the top shelf in my walk-in closet.
Okay.
However, when we returned from moving, the box was nowhere to be found. Sadly, the maintenance man had entered and had thrown it away.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been traumatic and intensely emotionally painful for me.
Mm-hmm.
Will I recover from this? Will I ever be happy again?
Well, this is a – okay. It's very beautiful that you found the keepsake box, but this was a big sign for you that, number one, your mom – did show up, and that wasn't just a box, it was your mom showing you. But that box is also a reminder that you need to let go. I do see you recovering from it. I don't want to say the word recover. I want to say the word heal. But to me, that's more or less like how much time and what intentions and how you're going to go about doing that, because there's a reason why that showed up. And the reason why that showed up is for you to realize how impacting she is in your life, the emotions that are there, but also she's trying to help you. And there's a reason why the timing came up with that, the box showed up for that. You're moving on. And it's not that when you let go, it's that she is gone forever. She's trying to help you emotionally with enlightenment. And what that is to release what's burdening you and holding you back from other things in life. Chandra, do you want to add to that?
Yeah. Yeah, Wendy. I would have to agree. You know, I feel like those are messages, you know, from, you know, our loved ones, and it's something strong that she's trying to, those messages are coming up for a reason, for us to feel those emotions and, you know, just acknowledging them and sitting with them is just huge right there, and feeling them. And, you know, you have to feel it to heal it. And by doing that, that's progression right there. And it provides so much growth. And so, yes, I would say, yeah, it, you know, I see clarity and greater understanding as to, you know, and healing. So, you know,
all right, Wendy. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We do have another caller. We'll take one more and then continue the conversation here. Area code 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ashiel. I'm calling from New York City.
What's going on, New York City? In the house. I'm in New York too. I'm in.
It's a beautiful.
It is a beautiful day. I'm near Poughkeepsie.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. Yeah.
So what's going on? How can we help you? Metro North, yeah.
I'm just ready for love, and, you know, spring is here. So hopefully, you know, I meet someone. So I'm just curious what you guys can pick up on that.
Well, I do see you meeting someone, because you're finally in that emotion. There's something about you have been ready for this now. There's something about you letting go of the past when it comes to your heartbreak or difficulties. And there's something else about you overcoming career and business. So I heard you did something with that. Things are getting better for you. I do see you meeting someone, but they're not showing me how it's coming in or when. It's just more so that you already feel it too, which is really the important part here. Just be excited for it and just maintain your happiness. That's all I know right now. Because if I ruin the story for you type of thing, it might change it. So I don't want to do that. But you are going to meet someone, and I see them being like a motherly. They're going to be really everything that you're looking for. Just don't. Life, like, you're gonna find them at any moment. Just be happy and go with the flow. But I do see you meeting someone and talking to them and getting their number and going on dates, but don't rush it, just let it flow. Chandra, what do you got?
Yeah. I do see, like, overcoming some conflict, and I also see some sort of online relationship or connection. Maybe this is how you find this person. But I also felt that motherly energy, like a very down to earth, you know, there's something about money, you know, this could be overcoming your conflict and there's some sort of money there, but this could also be this person's like a boss lady type. It's like they they take care of their business. Like, they are some sort of, like, independent, you know, person. What I've got for you.
Yeah.
And something about
sounds
the number
good.
Nine, maybe. Yeah.
The number nine. Thank you for calling in, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys, too. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I felt that motherly energy, independent, like very like woman. Like she's a bad bitch in her own way. Like when I say bad bitch, I mean she holds her own. But I felt that for him too. And love is a very interesting topic, let me tell you. There's a lot around just love in general. There's a lot of learning.
Yeah.
All this learning and learning and learning. Sometimes
and just relationships in general, there's so much learning. You know,
absolutely. Tell me more. Anything in particular that comes to mind with that?
You know, one thing that I'm learning right now and or relearning, I guess, is just that our mental processing and how. Like gaining a greater understanding of that right now. It's like, it boggles my mind how differently our perspective is and why we act or behave or think the way we do. It's, you know, and how we're all so different, how that these, you know, it's like learning that it's all gifts, you know, it's so much that Yeah.
No, it's
I forgot
true.
Your question, Joe.
No, it's okay. We have different perspectives and how we act sometimes. And there's all these different things. And I think this kind of came back into discussion with someone that I was talking with. And it reminded me about things and hyper-focusing, right? I think that some of us at times are hyper-focused on something or someone. This topic was about relationship, and they were asking, and this is not about judgment, this is something that I've been in the position of too, and we're so focused on someone or something sometimes where it's like, what are they thinking, what are they doing, what are they, and I was trying to explain to them, which still worked. I said, look, in order for this to work, right, there's so many different perspectives, but in order for this to work, you have to realize something is that you're here now and what the brain does, right? And so as the conversation's going, she'll be, or the person will be talking about this with me over here. And all of a sudden the brain wants to go back to, so what are they thinking? What are they doing? What are they feeling? What are they? And I was observing this, and this is something we all kind of tend to do, is that even if we don't know the person, where are they? Who's the one for me? And it's realizing that we're spending all this time and energy on a thing, right? And it's not just so much a person or a thing or a place or a subject. It's that we're so focused on it, and we actually will tend to push it away. It's like when you smother something with so much love, and let's say your grandma wants to give you a kiss or pinch on the cheek, and it's just like all love. And it reminds me of my mom, right? My mom, recently we were at my aunt's house, and my cousin was there with her daughter. My mom goes, I just want to bite you. I just want to bite your cheeks. And I looked at her and I went, no kid likes to hear that. And the little girl goes, no, I don't want you to. And it's, you know, it's cute to my mom and some other women, you know, it's cute, whatever, get it. But my point here, I guess, is that's kind of like the smothering, right? Sometimes we have so much love for someone, and instead of us really focusing on that balance of loving ourselves and them and not focusing on what are they doing every moment. And this is where I think trust comes in, and or issues around trust, or we tend to want to secure things. And this is what I was kind of realizing too with different stuff, is this need for security. And what tends to happen though is we'll maybe we'll secure it in our own mental state, or we'll have that relationship, or we'll have that. And somewhere in our mind now is that we're so focused on who this person is or what this job is that we'll wind up pushing it away because now we're in fear of losing it, or we have lost it before and it's in and out. It's given, it's taken, and it's this flow state. And this is what I've been kind of working on more and more and more in different avenues, is not needing to, the brain wants to work on something all the time. That's really what the brain wants to do. The brain wants to work and compute and think. And if there's something inspiring to the brain, it rather work on that. And our mind wants to just keep going. And instead of us taking a break and going, wait a second, what am I doing here? Am I pushing this person away? And we, for me, I had to realize too, is that I was projecting my own insecurities on people at times. You know, the person that I was with was actually my projection of someone else that I didn't have this closure with. Or, and so we'll do this in different people. And so we realize like our own awareness more and more. But I don't know. What I like what you said earlier about asking simple questions and observing your reality. Because going back to this again, we can be talking about this topic or you bring something else up and it's divine timing. But if we're super aware, right, in a nice way of consciousness, we can see and look around or hear a song or hear you, maybe you're going to say something, Chandra, and it clicks and it hits me in a good way. It's realizing that the universe is trying to always speak to us, God, source, creator. And it's beautiful to be able to get into that flow state and let things just come to you. And this is, I don't know if you have an experience or an explanation, but is there something around this? And I'll give you another a short story real quick. I remember I quit a job and I was really worried about money and bills and da, 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 da. And I knew I had to practice detachment. And when I practiced this detachment, it's really realized like everything you have and want is already here. We don't have to worry about the money thing. And what wound up happening was that someone had called me about something else and it led to a job opportunity. And is there anything in that particular realm that you've had experience with where you're like, here's a sign and this is what happens when you let go?
Yeah, for sure. There's certain relationships or friendships or, we go through phases, you know, and it's like, what am I missing here? What pattern is happening, or why is this happening for me? You know, it's like just recognizing those patterns and these situations and these instances, these opportunities that source the universe is giving to us to better ourselves and dive deeper and get to know ourselves better, and how just by observing, I'm sorry, I totally had a brain kind of went somewhere. Observing those patterns and shifting that, shifting what we feed ourselves with in our mind, you know, and therefore changing that reality and making, it's just, I think I lost it there. But it's just like, yeah, it's because our mind is so tired. It feels like it does have to constantly be going, but just by observing those thoughts and slowing things down, Sorry, mm-hmm. I hear that background a little bit.
They're getting closer to my house. Yeah. So real quick, I'll put my mic on mute. If you're cool with it, do you mind pulling a couple cards for like the collective message of the episode? Like, what's the divine message for today? We still got time. But while they're out near my front of the house making, because I got, you know, a super sensitive microphone, I'll put it on mute and let you do that, and then I'll do one, two, and see what we get.
Alrighty. I feel like there's for collectively, there's just like a lot of communication and messages being retrieved and given, and I feel like there's, it's just a matter of serving those messages. I feel like I'm repeating here. And just recognizing how much we already are in alignment, and that I don't know, I'm losing it, Joe.
You got it. I like what you're saying. So what I was hearing was that from what I'm just kind of listening to what you were saying, because I felt it coming through, and you said it pretty well. It's that, number one, there's going to be a lot of awareness coming to people and information, but it's also that we're already in alignment, and being already in alignment is that you're already whole, you're already here in this divine moment, and you don't need anything in this divine moment, because the brain, it's a great topic to actually bring up. The mind wants to come up with reasons that you don't have that thing yet, or you want that thing. And this is where the law of attraction really comes in. And like you said, Chandra, we're already in alignment, meaning you already are enough. You have what you need. And so where people kind of want to go with that sometimes is, well, if I already have this thing, then the things I need to bring this thing in that I want. And it's not about that. It's knowing that law of attraction is saying, you feel good, you are enough, you have success, you are accomplished, you're feeling up in alignment. That's the law of attraction. You attract how you feel, think, and vibrate. And so when you're feeling this and you're vibrating at a higher emotional state, you're content, you're good, you're smiling, you're going to attract more of that. You're going to attract more happiness. You're going to attract more success. You're going to attract more. And if we go looking for it, it's going to go outward. So we want to just be in this moment, because the more we're looking for it, the more it wants to just go away. Because we're basically saying we're lacking validation. We're lacking security. We're lacking, when you're not lacking, you're whole. And if you are enough, you're in alignment with it, and you are going to be receiving more of that and what you want. And it's really weird how this works, because we spend so much time, and I apologize if this is really loud, because they're just doing a bunch of landscaping outside, and I guess it's like divine timing for whatever, because there's so many times where I would just be frustrated that I'm trying to do something and I can't do it, but I can. But long story short, I think it's funny that we try so hard to get this job or get this thing or put, and there's still effort into it, but really what it comes down to is it sounds crazy to people who aren't aware of this. When you aren't trying and you trust the process, meaning you're trusting in God, source, creator, the universe, and you tell the universe, I'm ready to get paid this lovely job that pays me well, in which I love doing what I do. Podcasting, readings, traveling, motivational speaking. I would love that, and I love that. And I thank you for bringing that to me. So I trust the process in which you are providing that process for it. And then I let it go. And I share this story a lot because it's very true and it's funny. I was a chef for 9 years, and I was learning little bits about this years ago. And I swear, I was in the kitchen by myself at this restaurant. And as a chef, you're not supposed to do this, but I ran out of coleslaw. And I had to make a little thing for it because the person ordered this dish. And I was like, okay. So I cut up the cabbage real quick, and I just made a little bowl of it. And as I'm mixing it, I'm thinking to myself, you're going to love this coleslaw. You're going to love it so much you want the recipe for it. And I'm just putting love and excitement into it. I was like, all right, let's see what happens. And I said, all right, I send it out. What do I need to do now is just forget about it. So I did. And the waitress came back later on. I completely forgot. She had an empty cup in her hand and says, hey, is everything all right? And she went, yeah, the lady wants to know the recipe for the coleslaw because it was so good. And I went, She actually said the words that I put into the recipe. So.
Oh, wow.
My point about That's this awesome. Is that, isn't it crazy? It's funny. I'll never forget it. That's why I share the story all the time. And that's the same thing with
the
life.
Point is you noticed it too, though. That's, you know.
I think we all need to get to this playful state. This playful state of, because we all get serious. And I know that there's times to be serious. There's times to, I think we need to get to this playful state of, I wonder what would happen if I do this. And I'm not saying go rob a bank. I'm not saying go stab someone. I'm saying go have fun in the sense of curiosity. And a lot of people, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, there's different personas and perspectives and backgrounds. So people are afraid. I'm not here to talk about that, but I'm saying the unknown is fear. A lot of people fear the unknown because it's safety. And so if you can have fun with this curiosity of wonder, I wonder what would happen if I went out to this place. I wonder who I would meet. And then you just go. And you meet someone. I wonder what the universe has in store for me today of wonders and excitement. And then you live your day and just look around like, ooh, I wonder. And you're going to have a lot of magical things happen. Magical is a word, I think, it sounds childish, but magic in the sense of, wow, that's happening right now and that happened. I wonder who's going to call me today. I wonder who's going to...
Yeah.
Think, you know, all these things. It's the wonder part. And it's letting this child mind or playful mind come into play. We do have another caller. Let's see what's going on. We got area code 504. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Debbie from Louisiana. Hi, Joe.
What's going on, Debbie from Louisiana? How you been?
I really interested in the subject matter about the vibrations being high. So I would be open for any message, but I'd like to know also, I kind of live that way, but maybe I moved an older family member in with me who is not that way.
Okay.
And I find it a daily struggle, to keep up my vibration under the same, you know, roof with somebody that's so negative, but they need me. I was wondering if you have any tools or tips.
I do, but I want Chandra to kind of take a minute first to go before me and, you know, share the
position.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi. You know, Debbie, I think, you know, I'm not sure how familiar you are with protection or, you know, again, it goes back to the power of our mind. It's just the intention of, you know, protecting yourself with maybe a shield or a bubble and, you know, understanding that you, just by being aware and being, you know, awakened more right now, you are vibrating higher just by doing that. And, you know, understanding that we all kind of get those seeds that have been planted, you know, that you, I think you provide a lot of that, you know, just here and there. It's just, it's all in our perspective. And I think just remembering that, you know, we're all on our own journey. And also, it's going back to what we're manifesting and where you're at and being in the moment and learning that we are independent of what others think, positive or negative, and just focusing on you and how beautiful your journey is and how much we're learning here.
There's a couple different things that come to my mind, but I want to ask you a question so I can better understand the best answer. Besides this, what is some things that you have been working on wanting or having trouble with? What's the first things that come to mind?
Work, career, but I've been thinking about being more of a writer. I don't know if that's like too, I mean, obviously you got to pay the bills, and but luckily, you know, it's a family member, I think, that's very ill mentally as well, or an older,
well,
that everything's getting paid. So I know God's taking care of me, but, you know, it's just that transitional in-between space that's kind of, you know, I'm human.
Yeah, no, I understand, because there's so many different things that are happening, and I'm trying to see the best one to explain. This person that is making you uncomfortable and out of your routine is actually a reflection of yourself. And it's you in your own way, not allowing yourself to be free to be yourself. And I'll give you a couple examples of my own, is that when I was talking before, I don't know if you heard the story, but I had to relearn some stuff. And one of the things I had to relearn, that it sucked, it wasn't easy. Sometimes I don't sleep and I stay awake and I enjoy it, but I was insecure about my father, what he was going to say. And he was always up my ass about, where are you? What are you doing? I'm 32 years old. You know, it's like, it's getting past this experience that, okay, he's not going to understand me the way I would love for him to. And it's not for me to expect that. Okay. We're getting closer to my house. See, I can let that bother me, or I can continue, you know what I'm saying? But eventually I got to realizing I'm free to do what I want. And what I want you to remember is that whoever this is, I'm sure they love you in their own way or how they feel and different things, but...
It's my mom. I'll be honest. It's my mom.
No, it's okay. Either way... It's not that you don't care about your mom. It's not that. It's more so that you have to let go of how they affect you so much and looking at it in a challenging way for yourself, that you're free to do whatever you want to do. But this is also something that is reflecting within you, that you have been in your own way. And I don't know, when you said the whole book thing, I think you're waiting for something, because what happens is that when events like this come up and you're uncomfortable, but I explain it to everyone, is that usually we want to avoid it. We get frustrated. But when you embrace it and embrace the love for her, instead of thinking about it the way you have, think about it differently. But there's a couple different things playing a part in here, is that spend time, be with your mom. But at the same time, also understand that everything isn't meant to be perfect. We're not meant to always stay in this balance. We strive to maintain that alignment by not allowing it to influence us. So what I think you should do is go do your stuff that you normally do. Have time, put time in for your mom, but don't let it emotionally bother you. Because the more we sit there and think, wow, this really bothers me. Wow, this is really, they really, because my dad, I love my dad, love everyone, love my parents. Am I better than them? No, I'm just saying there's things that I wish that I can explain to them to help them, but there's times where I just sit there and just allow the energy to do what it's going to do, because they need love too. And just because they're not learning to do it on their own, or that's not for me to force it on them. I have to also do things and participate to show that I'm there for you too, but I don't have to say it. And it's not always fun, but I had to get to a point where it's an insecurity. It's a lack of something within me that I'm allowing this person to take more power from me. And it's realizing you're in control. Okay, this person's influencing you. It's okay. Now back to alignment and continue about your day. It's, for me, when you ask that question, it's simply just mentally and focusing on, here's another example, metaphor, right? For me, I got to a point where I wanted to do motivational speaking in public, but I couldn't get a response from people. I was emailing, calling, and I said, well, what's the next best thing? And for me, it was open mic comedy. And so Am I looking to strive to be a comedian too? Who knows? But it was my way of getting uncomfortable on a stage and a microphone. And that could be like the mother, right? Your mother is uncomfortable, but you're there. It's a weird understanding. And you're there to just conquer that test. And that test is unconditional love for yourself, alignment. And you're going to find the answer isn't just what we're talking about here. There's something that you have been wanting to find that you have not completely found yet. And when you're embracing this with love and balance and alignment and being present, you're going to realize that there's something that you were avoiding. And it's not a bad thing. It's just awareness. So that's why I say lean into it, but don't let it bother you so much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you're talking about, like, our gifts. Like, my mom is a very gifted medium, but she doesn't really always use it for good, if you know what I mean. So I kind of said, I'm not living the life she's living. I'm not doing that. And I think that's, you know, I was scared of that because, you know, you think of Carrie, that movie Carrie.
Carrie.
You know, you think like, you know, and she, that's what I think. I don't know. Everybody tells me to embrace that, but it's a very scary thing to when your mother has talked about the dark side of that. You know what I mean?
If you don't mind me asking, and I'm not judging anyone, I like to observe things differently. What is, per se, the dark side? Because I have gotten past points where I see things differently too. So if you don't mind sharing about that, what is it that isn't comfortable that she does or not that we're judging her?
That's okay. Yeah. No, I mean, it's like a dual thing. She has a good side. She really, people like her. She doesn't like her family. She calls really bad words and, you know, I know that she doesn't mean it. So, you know, I let that go. Some of them are pretty harsh. But she doesn't test spirits when they come to her, and spirits come all around her. She just talks to anybody, and I believe she's influenced by bad ones sometimes.
Very, very possible.
She fights like everybody. Like, you know, if you wronged her, she'll sue you, you know, and I'm the complete opposite. I probably let people walk all over me. I'm not saying she wins these lawsuits, but, you know, she says I'm a coward for not living like her, but I want to be more in peace than be a constant. I was a fighter, you know, I mean, I did what I could, but, you know, for when I think it was necessary, but to live that way, you burn yourself out.
Chandra, what do you think? You want to add to that?
Yeah, I'm getting like that it's like recognizing why this is happening again, like for you, just kind of like what we were talking about before. It's just like knowing that we are independent of what others think and feel for us. And maybe I'm remembering what a light you carry, and doing what your soul, what lights you up inside, you know, what makes you feel good about the situation, rewiring it, reprogramming it, I feel like is healing. And that I see, you know, standing more confidently and knowing who you are and what gifts you provide and what, how this, you know, the burdens become our blessings. You know, it's like recognizing the blessings out of this, you know.
I love what she said, because I want to share one more thing, and hopefully this helps too, is that years ago when I started this journey, I was really depressed from what triggered me to awaken and all this fun stuff, but my family was saying I wanted to quit my job and just stay home for a while, and they were telling me, you better get another job, you better go back to school. And I was like, why would they do this to me? Like, they know I'm depressed, I'm not gonna. And I realized it was like a life test later on. And my friend actually texted me one night or one morning and really upset me. He goes, like, what are you doing awake? Did you sleep? And I was like, I'm minding my own fucking business. And he goes, don't you have... Yeah, so I told him, I said, he's like, don't you have work in a couple hours? I was like, yeah, I do. And then I sat there and I went, why is everyone doing this to me? And out of nowhere, I heard, you're choosing to please other people than yourself. And I went, oh. And once I finally said, screw this, I'm doing what I want, I kid you not, the people around me changed. Like, it was day and night. Like, they went, oh, you quit your job, you're good? Okay, no problem, take your time. I was like, what's going on? And like what Chandra said, because I believe the actual message here for you is that it's not that your mom has this dark side or whatever. It's that we all have that yin and yang. We all have the polarity that we're working the oneness. And I believe what my guides were telling me is that you need to be more outspoken about how you feel. If someone's upsetting you, like, we're not all sugar and cream here. We're all actually... we have that duality. It doesn't mean that we're not meant to defend ourselves or speak our truth. And there's something that you need to really speak about or let out. And that's what I was also hearing, is that, yes, we're meant to be kind, and there's a time and a place, but maybe it's not about your mom. It's about someone else. It could be so many different things, or yourself. But being true to yourself and speaking that truth, even if it comes out harsh, and a lot of people hold back because they think that's the wrong thing to do, when in fact, for example, let's say two people are in a relationship and you're holding on to each other when you're meant to be breaking up with each other and speaking your truth, which hurts, and it actually is a ripple effect in helping each other. Not unconditional love is unconditional love, meaning you're going to love someone and it's not always be pretty. And that's what I was also hearing, is being outspoken in a humbling way. Yesterday I talked about someone that was talking shit, and instead of me losing myself and getting really in my ego about it, I brought it to light. I talked about it in an enlightenment way, and then I moved on. I went to the movie theater. So, like, it's, what is it that the universe is, and that's another great question you can sit with on your own. What is the universe trying to teach me with my mom? And it could be, there's also the sun and the moon, and the moon is the mother. Then there's God, the source creator. So what is it that you are experiencing that, and it's taking your power away or making you feel unbalanced? But I love that question.
I think I know what you're talking about now. I left a job. It was not a good situation. It was kind of like seven people against me, and my mother wanted me to write a letter, you know, saying what happened, because it just got brushed under the rug. But I didn't really like that job that much, so I just said, I'm not going to fight these people. But I did want the people above to know what's happening, you know, and because they're not going to know. These people are pretty shifty. But I also didn't want the consequences, too, because, you know, they're retaliatory. That's why. But I have the letter. I just never sent it. You know, that could be what you're talking about.
I think you should send it, because fear is an illusion. And when people actually put fear over fear and add fear to it, then it's created and manifested.
I think it's a tape.
Part of speaking your truth.
Ooh. You know, like, I audio taped them, too, which... you know, I just sat on that because in my state I can take people, but, you know, it's going to be it would be a lot if I do it, you know, and I just know that. And it's just like, really, Lord, you know, really?
Well, it's setting things straight. It's the intention. It's not going after people. It's not, it's saying, look,
no,
here, I want you to know about this, because I think it's fair that other people, if they've been through this, or it should change. And that's where power really lies. It's that you're making a difference, and you're not coming with an attack to, like, you know, because the ego, and you're making a difference.
Right.
And I think that's probably part of it too. It's not that you're out to hurt someone. It's that you think that there's something that should be done about something, and it's all fairness
and
love, and that's all. But we do have come to the hour
thank
here.
Thank you.
And I thank you for calling in, Debbie. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks,
and
Debbie.
Challenger, where can people find you? Where can they reach you? I'm going to put the link in here, too. But what is where can they see your stuff?
Usually on Facebook live streams. I usually go in a public group, Chara Readings and More, and a few other private groups. Mm-hmm. Other than that, there's my messenger on there as well for private readings. But, yeah, Chandra
you
Walker.
Got it. And I thank you for joining
thanks
me on this conversation
me,
today.
Joe.
You're very, very welcome. And I look forward to more with you as well.
Yes. Awesome. 12-12.
We're gonna kick it off. 12-12. Angel numbers. We're going to kick it off with a song here. And until next time, everyone, thank you for listening to this episode. And we look to seeing you more this week. Take it easy, Chandra.
Bye.
Bye.